Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. There's still some truth to say.
It's always good to listen to some Ween right there. Ween. It's almost 5 minutes past 3 a.m. 5 minutes past 3 in the morning. You're listening to Late Night CKUW. We do this Saturday nights. Read a comic book to you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to tell you, it's comic book radio theater. No need for background noise. Well, it's music. It's not noise, it's music. Sometimes the readings I give are pretty noisy. But maybe that's the plan, to keep you up. If you need to be up doing something. Or doing nothing at all. I will complete what I will do, think nothing of it, just another reading of Comic Book Radio Theater presented to you late at night on a Saturday, CKUW 95.9 FM. Let's continue our reading of Guardians of the Galaxy number 16. Brought to you back in September of 1991. New music at that time. If you peruse the record stores, you could get New from Ozzy Osbourne. I believe he was claiming that it was his retirement. He was never to come back ever again. That did not last long. We'll also hear from Tom Cochran, all the way up in Flin Flon. Tom Cochran, or is he from Dauphin? I cannot remember. I can't remember, but I remember this. Tom Cochran will be listened to as we depart our story, wherever it may go. We'll listen to some Ozzy Osbourne and Tom Cochran. That will be the music that was fresh and new back in September of 1991. Also, in mint condition right before your eyes. And now, it's going to go into your ears, is Guardians of the Galaxy number 16. I will finish up this reading. It's a mammoth reading. Mammoth. All right. Pick out some music and get going again on Comic Book Radio Theater. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. And this is CKUW, the 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Thank you.
Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Get with it, Winnipeg.
Find them. And as for you others, I believe I shall make you all dead. Now that you've disappointed me.
No! Protégé, no!
The Skrull replica is down on her knees, praying in front of the protégé.
Please forgive this worthless one, my lord. I do not mean to question your divine word. I have been a devotee all my lifetime. But I know these people. They do a lot of good things, my lord. Please, find it in your heart to spare their lives.
You must not listen to our protege! These creatures are a threat to your future well-being! You must kill them! Kill them all! And God must show no mercy!
And yet, there was another who told me a god must be ever benevolent.
Oh, benevolence is weakness! Weakness!
It is? I remain unsure. Please, your grace. Please, my lord. Please, my lord.
Major Vance Astro thinks to himself.
Alita! I can't believe! She's gone! Alita! She's gone! She's gone!
You, disciple, you're a Skrull, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Is it true that Skrulls can change their shape to anything they want?
Yes. Yes, my most holy.
Do it!
What?
What?
What? What? What?
Change it to something for me. What would you like me to change into, my most holy?
Me! Change it to me!
Look like me!
Look like me!
Look like me!
Oh! Oh no! My most holy, I couldn't!
Why not?
Because you're God! It would be blasphemy!
Do it! I command you!
Yes, my lord.
That's great! Did you see this, children?
Children! She changed it to me! What is your name, Skrull?
Replica. My name's Replica.
How old are you, Replica?
13.
13? That is kind of old. But still, I have no one here to play with. And a playmate that could change into shapes. Any kind of shape. That would be the most fun of all. Would you stay here and be my playmate, Replica? Would you? Would you?
Oh! Oh! Oh, I couldn't!
Why?
Because I'm unworthy!
Says who?
Says who?
Says who? Stay and play? Or I'll make your friends all dead.
As you wish, so it will be done.
Then you'll stay?
Goodbye to my friends first?
Yes, of course.
Consider it a part of my new benevolence.
Protégé! 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 You should strike her down while her back is turned! Show no mercy!
You would have me lie then?
You are a god! You cannot lie! Everything you utter is truth!
Benevolence?
Yes!
Shut up! Shut up! Listen, Replica. You don't have to stay here if you don't want to.
Yes, I do!
No, Replica. We'll gladly lay down our lives for your freedom.
Oh, Martin X! You don't understand what an honor it is to serve the protégé!
Are you sure?
Yes!
And besides,
I was never really a very good guardian anyway.
I think you made a great guardian, Replica. In fact, I want you to have this star emblem.
A star for me?
Just in case you ever need us, Replica. It will act as a homing beacon, a teleporter, and a communicator.
I'll try to make you proud, Martin X.
You already have, Replica. You already have.
Nikki, I know that you never really liked me.
Goodbye, Reptilia! Hey, good riddance!
Smooth, real smooth there, Nikki. Hey, Replica. Don't let her bother you, short stuff. Everyone here, we're going to miss you. Unlike some other people we know.
I'm going to miss you too, Charlie.
About doing this?
Yes.
All right. Try to teach the protégé right from wrong, okay? Lord knows, benevolence won't.
I'll try. I'm gonna miss all of you so much. Don't forget me.
The protégé holds Replica's hand and stands beside Benevolence and makes an announcement.
Let it be known from this day forth, this scroll, Replica, will be my royal confidant. And by default, Benevolence shall hereforth be my matriarch. And finally, a word of warning to you heretics. Let none of you ever come to my homeworld again.
my promise to Replica be forfeited! The protege teleports the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Force away from his homeworld.
And now that I have teleported the non-believers away, let us commence with the coronation of the matriarch.
Yes, yes, yes! Let all of the Netherworld rejoice! The day is won! The day is won! The victory is mine! And before we are through, this child's soul will be as black as coal! And forever mine, the protege will be forever mine.
And while Mephisto cruelly laughs away, we now switch to the USS Captain America 2 spaceship. Still in orbit above the homeworld. Yondu and Photon are speaking with each other.
I do not understand the Bacta. If technology so offends you, Yondu, why would you accept the bionic hand without protest?
I believe that it is my penance for my faithlessness. I believe that this is infinite wisdom. Anthos is telling me to accept a new philosophy.
And what of the Yaka arrows? Is it of no further use to you?
No.
May I take them then?
Why? Why would you want them? Want them, Photon?
Just as you must move your thinking forward, so too must I discover my path. It is Anthos' will.
And before a shocked Yondu can respond,
it is the Force and the Guardians of the Galaxy.
What happened down there?
Too much to tell ya.
Yes. Yes, too much. At least you two didn't kill each other.
No, we've come to an understanding.
Yes, Father, an understanding. An understanding. An
understanding. Yes. We will discuss it later, Photon. Right now, I want us to teleport back to our own ship.
Interface. Before you take leave, I'd like you to consider how much we gained today. I believe our two groups have a much better understanding of one another now. I don't believe that things will ever be the same between us.
Do not delude yourself, Martinex.
yourself, Martinex. Force is a band of thieves. The Guardians is a group of heroes. It is only a matter of time before we cross swords again.
But I thought
that a truce would be permanent. Ha! Don't be naive. We walk different paths. Friendship is not possible between the likes of us. Force, prepare yourself to take leave. That includes you, Broadside.
Yeah. Keep your shirt on, Interface.
We could make a place for you here with the Guardians.
As a Guardian? And give up my life of crime? Really?
It isn't so bad here.
Maybe not for you, sweet cakes. But I just don't think it would work for me, okay?
Yeah, sure.
But hey, just to make sure that you don't forget me,
Broadside grabs Charlie 27 and kisses him.
Broadside!
All right, I'm coming.
Until we meet again, Guardians!
You can come down off Cloud 9, sweet cakes! Broadside's gone!
Why, Nikki? Is that the sound of jealousy I detect in your voice? And how dare you after the way you treated Replica?
I guess I was a little out of line. It was just that she's a reptilian, a reptile, and...
We know, Nick. And we've tried to give you a lot of leeway. But you really went beyond the point this time. I believe that we're going to have to discuss some kind of reprimand.
I can't believe what I'm hearing her! Reprimand her! Haven't you been paying attention, Martinex? The protege is in Malevolence's hands. Starhawk has just reabsorbed Alita and then took off the parts hell knows where. And you want to slap Nikki's wrist?
Look, Vance, I know how you feel.
Do you? You don't! Do you have any idea how I feel, Martinex? I just lost the best thing that happened to me in 1,000 years! 1,000 years! How could you know how I feel?
You're not the only person in this group to lose everything, Vance. We all share that in common, all of us. At least you had the opportunity to love again. Some of us will never even have that. So don't dare tell me I can't...
Stuff it, Marty! Stuff it!
No, you stuff it, Major Vance Astro. I thought you were... over your martyr complex by now. I guess I was wrong. If you can stop feeling sorry for yourself for one dear minute and hear me out, we can find Starhawk through the humming device on his guardian star, and then we can court-martial him, or whatever you want to do.
I want to bring Alita back, Mr. Scientist! Can we do that?
I don't know, Vex. I just don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know either, Marty. I don't know, Martinix. All I do know is that I can't do this anymore. I want out of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
What?
You heard me, Martinix. I quit. Set the Captain America 2. Set the ship's coordinates back to Earth. I want to go home.
Next issue. A whole new era of the Guardians begin in Homecoming.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM out of the University of Winnipeg. Finally, you have listened to a reading of Guardians of the Galaxy number 16, September, the year 1991.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out. Yeah, you had me hypnotized.
I'm Kyle, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Your dress got wet. We laughed till we almost cried. Your spirit was so contagious. Our timing really bad. You were so outrageous. How could we hold back? The secret is to know and to stop. The secret is to know and to stop. The secret is to know and to stop. Remember. You remember the night that we ran out? Out on English Bay, we went out on the water. The tow almost pulled us away. Man, right then, no sparks would fly. We get into such a mess. Our timing really stunk back then. We didn't give a damn what they thought, I guess. Stop. The secret is to know and to stop. The secret is to know and to stop.
Tom Cochran's The Secret is to Know When to Stop. A secret I shall not learn at all. No matter how many times Tom Cochran tells me. Nope, I shall not learn that secret. I will be ignorant of it. For why? For this. It's called Comic Book Radio Theater. All right. Get on with yourself. Read another comic book to the audience that's listening tonight. Late night CKUW 95.9 FM. I will read you another comic book, and which one is that? Okay, next comic book to read to you will be Omega Men, number 11, originally published in February of 1984. All right, I'll tell you this about this story that I'm going to read to you. Hopefully I can get through it all with you. I'm already pressed for time. I got 5 hours to do this show. I'm already pressed for time. Let's speed to it. I will read to you Omega Men number 11 from February of 1984. And in this story, the reason why I'm reading it to you so late at night, that's my excuse, that it's so late at night. In this story, the Omega Men, they go to a planet that's all about alien hookers, prostitution. That's right. It's a prostitution planet. It's where you go if you want a prostitute of an alien kind. Want to pay for her or him or it? You want sexual favors? Unlike any other in the universe, this is the planet for you to go to. Well, the Omega Men, they're there. They have a member of their team named Harpus, who used to live on this prostitution planet. She used to live there before she became a part of the super team. She used to live there. And they are going to do a psychoanalyst. They are going to go into her mind, because she's having some major mental problems, major mental issues. They feel this is the place to come to figure it all out, what's going on inside her mind. And for the betterment of her mind as well. All right. I will read to you Omega Men, number 11, February of 1984. Hopefully, going to a whole entire planet, a planet of prostitution, is not too risque for you on this late night. Let me cough up that story to you. Omega Men, number 11, February of 1984. It's been stated already. I'll state this at you. When I need to take my vocal breaks, the first one coming up, we'll listen to music that was brand new at the time. Fresh at the record stores. Fresh at the record stores. This could be for you. Would you want this? Brand new in February. Brand new. February of 1984, we had Van Halen. Very successful album. The last they'd ever do with lead singer David Lee Roth. Nope, they made another one later, much later in life. Wasn't as good as what they put out in February of 1984. We'll hear the song Jump. We've heard that song enough around here in Winnipeg. If you're not familiar, if you don't know this, our hockey team, the Winnipeg Jets, made it a tradition to skate around when they first come out onto the ice for their pre-game practice or before the games or something like that. I can't remember last time I went to see a Jets game what was happening. But they played a song, Jump by Van Halen. We will listen to Van Halen live in concert from Ottawa, Ontario, the nation's capital. Van Halen in concert. We'll hear from them. We'll also hear from Queen, Freddie Mercury, in all his singing glory. He sounds just awesome here. We'll hear from Queen, Van Halen, and Queen. That's what you get when I get my little voice break coming up. Why that music? I'll tell you why. Because that music was brand new in February of 1984. So was Omega Man number 11. If you're like, Omega Man, what are the Omega Man? What are they? Think of it in terms of like Star Wars. Okay? The Omega Men, they're like a rebel force, rebel heroes, and they're against this empire called the Gordanians. Okay? They want to spoil the ways of the Gordanians, the control that they have across the galaxy and all the universes and stuff like that. They call it the Vegan or the Vegan Star System. Okay, that's what they are trying to do. Free planets, free all the space. And you know what? Let me just get into this. You understand what I'm trying to say? They're good rebels. The Omega Men. Good rebels. All right, that's explained. Let me explain this off to you. And that is another reading on Comic Book Radio Theater. Hopefully you are enjoying the late night. This night, CKUW. All right, let me get to it. I do need to change up my keyboard. Yes, yes indeed I do. Let's not tarry any longer. I will get on with the reading of Omega Men, number 11, published February of 1984. Let's get on with it. All right. This all happens here. Late night, CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative.
You get out there, get all the criminals, put them in dump trucks, take them to a landfill site, they bury them, put them in the ground.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is Independent Radio.
Marv Wolfman presents The Mega Man. Vice and virtue.
Oh my, what type of place is this?
Good question! And who is she?
Be polite, Felicity. We were told a guide would be here waiting for us.
And it's me. I'm Mindy. And we hope your stay is pleasant one. Any pleasure we can provide, we will provide.
Sum up the essence of this world. And for here, nothing is forbidden. It is a world of excitement and danger. It is Planet Ragashoon.
Mind, Felicity. We've been fighting to preserve the people of the Vega star system the right to live any way they choose.
Yeah, but within reason.
Who is to say one person's reasons are better than another's? We all have our reasons for the lifestyles we live, my child. You might even find new outlets for your own expressions. Come along.